Brazier, that's what the Hebrew name for brazier. So I think B-R-A-Z-I-E or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And do you happen to know what they're made out of?
Yes, they're made out of iron or something that would withstand heat, of course. It'd be made out of most anything. They'd be little, not too high off the floor, little legs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Also, now getting back to the things with fowl and all, those are just a few incidental things that we had talked about, which is pertinent to the study. Now, talking about chickens and all, when you eat one of these things, you know, a chicken,
yeah,
what is the part of the chicken that children like to have so they can pull it apart to see?
Wishbone. Wishbone.
You ever hear of any other names for it?
No, I never. There are names. People would have that, but I call it a wishbone.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? Like the liver, the heart, and the gizzard?
Well, of course you call a...
You would call it chicken what?
I don't know. I've heard people describe that, but I can't think of the word they would use.
You ever hear, what about the insides of a pig or a calf that you would eat?
Oh, chitlins, they call that. I mean, that would be in hogs and cattle, cow.
Mm-hmm. The part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuffed sausage in, what would you call that?
Sausage?
Yeah?
I mean, what do you mean, stuffed?
Like if you
entrails, pig entrails, they would, that's casing, they call it, casing. And we butchered in hogs and ground up the meat and made sausage. I've helped them many a time when I was young. And sometimes we would use the entrails of the hog, clean them good, and then put the sausage meat right in that, you see. Or other times you'd buy the skins, or they'd be, I don't know, what would you call them? I've forgotten. But you'd buy those on, remember, they'd come in a little case, and be ready to use.
The part that you
like there'd be another animal's entrance out of it.
I was wondering, the part that you see. Oh yeah, if it's time to feed the stock and do chores, you would say it is...
feeding time, or there's another word they would use. Of course, you'd slop the hogs. But you'd feed the animals, feed the stock. I don't know that particular name you'd call it.
Do you ever call it chore time?
Yeah, chores. You'd do some chores, but that chores that covers all sorts of things: raking the yard, cleaning the barn, doing any chore.
You ever hear of it called fodder time?
Fodder? No, but that's a good name for it, fodder time. We strip fodder from corn, of course, and we'd put it in bunches and let it dry, and we'd keep fodder, feed it to the animals.
Did you happen to know of any calls that you would happen to remember when you lived out in the farm or any time that you would call the cows in from the pasture?
The pigs, it would be suey, you'd say for pigs, or just any sort of a call, we'll call a hog, any noise. Cattle is not as susceptible to answering call, except cattle always came to the barn feeding time. At dark, you'd always have the cattle at the gate ready to get in to be feeding.